生命，因你生命，我。 亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天的节目里，我们仍然继续要播放爱德华弥勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天的题目是圣灵与火。
路加福音第三章十六节。
You may read it.
路加福音三章十六节，约翰说，我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Fire is a strange element.
火是一个很奇怪的东西。
And when God manifested himself to people on earth,
当神向世上的人彰显他自己的时候，
He often used fire.
他常常用火。
When heCame to Moses on the, in the burning bush.
他在燃烧的荆棘丛中临到摩西的时候。
It was a strange fire.
是一个很奇特的火。
It was burning without any known combustible, any known fuel.
那个火在燃烧，但是却没有任何的燃料。
It was burning in the bush, but it wasn't burning the bush.
他在荆棘丛中烧，但是却没有烧到荆棘。
What was its fuel?
它的燃料是什么呢？
Why did those flames brightly shine and there's nothing to burn?
为什么那些火焰都发光发亮，但是却没有烧到任何东西？
And then again, when it came on Sinai, there was a fire and great smoke.
然后再一次他临到西乃山的时候，有火有烟。
And again, there's nothing to burn, just rocks up there.
但是还是没有东西烧着了。
And then, when the angel came to Gideon, he touched the rock and fire came out.
还有当天使临到基甸，火烧在石头上。
And then when the children of Israel came out of Egypt,
还有当以色列的百姓从埃及出来的时候，
pillar of fire,
神就如火柱一样。
And stayed with them all the journey through the wilderness 40 years.
在整个旷野四十年的路程中，这火柱都和他们在一起。
Now, we on earth have fires.
我们在世界上有火。
We have various kinds of fires.
我们有各种各样的火。
We have atomic fire.
我们有原子火。
Fire that works in our, it burns our sun and gives us light.
能够就是使太阳燃烧给我们光的。
We have electric fire.
我们也有电的火。
We will plug in.
使我们能够把插头插进去。
They don't have flames, but if you touch it with a piece of paper, it will have.
他们没有火焰，但是如果你用一张纸去碰它的话，会有火花。
We have different kinds of fires.
我们有不同种的火。
Then we have lightning.
我们有闪电。
Which is another type of fire.
这是火的另外一种。
And then there are still other types of fire.
还有其他种的火。
There's a fire of wrath.
有愤怒的火。
There's a fire of love.
有爱的火。
There's a fire of lust.
有贪欲的火。
There's a fire of greed.
有贪心的火。
Those are fires that burn within us.
那些火是在我们里面烧的。
They're strange fires.
是很奇怪的火。
They seek for fuel. They seek for something to burn.
那些东西想要燃烧，想要有燃料，想要把一些东西烧起来。
They voraciously seek for it.
他们很凶猛地想要烧起来。
And then there's a fire in heaven, the fire of God.
然后天上也有一种火，那是神的火。
And there's a fire in hell.
地狱也有火。
There's many different kinds of fire.
有很多种不同的火。
And when the Holy Ghost came, he came with fire.
当圣灵来的时候，他带着火降临。
And John the Baptist prophesied that that would be so.
施洗约翰他也预言说会是这样子的。
He would baptize you with fire.
他会用火给你们施洗。
It's an element of God.
那是神的一种要素。
Something very precious in God.
在神里面是很宝贵的东西。
Something very powerful.
是非常有能力的。
kind of fire it was, we don't know.
那是什么样的火呢？我们不知道。
We don't know too much about fires anyway.
不管怎么样，我们对火知道的都不多。
We know they're wonderful and terrible.
我们知道火是很奇妙，也是很可怕的。
They can bless you and curse you.
它可能祝福你，也可能咒诅你。
They can build your house or leave you homeless.
它可能盖好你的房子，也可能让你无家可归。
Depends which way it's used.
看是怎么样来用它的。
It can cook your food and then burn your tongue.
它可能烧了，可以煮你的食物，然后呢，却把你的舌头给烫到了。
Fire.
火。
One thing about fire, or rather three things about fire.
火有三点。
It's a source of power.
它是力量的来源。
It's a source of light.
它是光的来源。
And it's a source of purification.
它也是洁净的来源。
We have light here.
我们这里有光。
But somewhere back of this light, there was power.
但是在这光背后的某一个地方有能力。
And there was fire.
有火。
And out of that fire came forth this light.
从那火当中就有光出来。
Well, before they had light and fire, people had candles or lamps.
有火有光之前，他们有蜡烛。或者是有灯。
And really, fire is about the only source of light we have.
其实火几乎是我们唯一有的光的来源。
Then, if you want to sterilize something, fire is your best element.
如果你想要把一个东西消毒的话，火是你最好的东西。
Boil your water, even
if
it looks dirty.
煮开，即使那水看起来是脏的。
That heat will destroy the bacteria that can destroy you.
那个热会摧毁，可能会毁掉你的细菌。
Fire is a wonderful friend.
火是很好的朋友。
And it's a terrible enemy.
也是一个很可怕的敌人。
He shall baptize you with fire.
他要用火给你施洗。
But those three elements are the elements I'm thinking of tonight.
这三个要素是我今天晚上所想的。
What kind of fire it was, the results of fire are the same. The first is,
不管是哪样的火，它们的结果是
一样的。The Holy Spirit gives us light.
首先，圣灵给我们光。
Light in two ways.
这光是在两方面。
Or two directions.
或说有两个方向。
We stand at a funeral and a burial place.
我们站在一个丧礼或是埋葬人的地方。
There is a hole cut in the ground.
在地里面挖了一个洞。
There is a coffin lying above it.
然后棺材就放在上面。
Ready to be inserted into that black hole.
准备要把它给放到那个黑的洞里面去。
And what's beyond that hole?
在那个洞之外的是什么呢？
Our sight stops at that hole.
我们的视线在那个洞那边就停止了。
Only by the illumination from God do we see beyond that hole.
唯有靠着神的光，我们才能够看到那个坟墓之后外的。
We see a land that's far away.
我们能够看到一块遥远的地方。
We see a land where the light is more beautiful than we ever knew before.
我们看到那个地方，那里的光比我们以前所知道。
No darkness at all.
那里的光是最美的，那里毫无黑暗。
We see across the bridge of darkness into a lighted world.
我们看到越过了黑暗的桥，到了一个充满光的世界。
And we see all the hope.
我们看到所有的盼望。
And all the promises.
所有的应许。
And all the realities of another world to which we're going.
就是我们将要去的另外一个世界所有的真实。
The Holy Spirit, through His Word and through other works, brought to this world light into our darkness.
圣灵借着他的话语，还有他很多的作为，把光带到了我们这个黑暗的世界。
The prophet Isaiah said that this world lies in darkness.
先知以赛亚说，这个世界都伏在黑暗之下。
And deep, deep darkness covers the people.
很深很深的幽暗遮盖了万民。
Because the light and the fire of that world are not the light and fire of our world. All the fires in our world have to have fuel. They have to burn something to keep alive.
一定要把一些东西烧掉了才能够发出光。
But the fires in that world don't need fuel.
但是在那个世界的火不需要燃料。
But they're burning.
但是他们是在烧的，而且有光。
And then they give light in another place.
神所赐的光还有另外一
种。Like you light a candle and put it in a dark room.
就像你点燃一支蜡烛放在一个暗的房间里面。
And give light to the whole room.
让整个房间都照亮了。
Even one candle will give enough light to read by if your eyes are good.
如果你眼睛好的话，只要一支蜡烛的光，你就可以在旁边读书了。
And all the furniture and the pictures on the wall and the carpet and the decorations all will show up with one candle in the room.
只要房间里面有一根蜡烛，家里面所有的家具、图画还有地毯，通通都会看得出来。
Or if not clear enough, put another candle there.
如果还不够清楚的话，就再点燃一支蜡烛。
Or several if you want to make it nice and bright.
如果你想要的话，你也可以再多点几支，让它看起来比较亮一点，比较好一点。
But there's another candle, there's another fire, there's another room, and that is inside of our hearts.
但是还有另外一支蜡烛，还有另外一个房间，另外一种光呢，就是在我们的心里。
When the Holy Ghost lights the fire with his, lights a candle with his fire,And sets it within us, we see all kinds of things we never knew were there.
当圣灵用他的火把我们心里面的蜡烛点亮的时候，我们看到我们里面有很多的东西是我们以前都不知道的。
It gives us light.
他给我们光。
Light where we never had light before. We're always dark.
那个光是我们以前不曾有的，我们本来都在黑暗中的。
We could only look from outside in.
如果你只从外面往里看。
You could look into a mirror, but you couldn't see inside of your head.
你可以照着镜子，但是你看不到。
You could just see the outside.
你头的里面，你只看到外面。
The light couldn't penetrate.
光没有办法穿透。
Our eyes couldn't see.
我们的眼睛看不见。
And then comes the Holy Spirit. He said, when he comes, he will convince the world what's really inside.
然后当圣灵来了，当他来的时候，他会让世人知道我们里面到底是什么东西。
He will illuminate it.
他会照亮我们。
Show us who we really are and what we really are.
跟我们显明我们到底是谁，到底是什么。
Cause us to see all the things we could not see before.
使我们看见我们以前都看不见的东西。
The things we could stumble over, crack our shins against.
一些事情我们可能会绊倒的
in the darkness
就是在黑暗里面
or the ugly things or the creepy crawly things
或是那些在爬得很丑陋的东西
or the dangerous things
或是危险的东西
only when light comes can we see that
唯有当光临到的时候我们才看得到那些
before the light comesWe see the problems without, but when the light comes, we see deeper, and we see the deeper problems within. When he lights a candle and puts it within us.
当光还没有来以前的时候，我们在看到问题的外面；但是当光临到的时候，我们就看到问题更深的地方，看到里面的问题。就是当他把蜡烛放在我们里面的时候，就会这样。
That's one of the works of fire is illumination.
火的工作之一就是照亮。
It lets us see ourselves.
它让我们看见我们自己。
It lets us see, and the more the Spirit works, the more the Holy Spirit is there, the brighter the candle.
圣灵越在那里工
作。The more the illumination.
圣灵越在那里，蜡烛就越亮，光照就越多。
Until we begin to see, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me, O Lord.
直到我们看说，不是我的兄弟，不是我的姐妹，主啊，是我。
As an old song of the black folk they used to sing.
就像有一首黑人以前常常他们唱的歌。
Not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, oh God, standing in the need of prayer.
就说不是我的兄弟，不是我的姐妹，主啊，而是我站在这里需要祷告的。
We begin to see things differently.
我们开始看事情不一样的。
Our eyes are open.
我们的眼睛打开了。
That's one of the things that comes with the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的洗来的时候，同时会来的一样东西。
Baptize us with fire.
他会用火给我们施洗。
And then, as any good housekeeper knows,
然后就像任何好的家庭主妇知道。
When the light goes on and you see clearly in a room, you see also.All the dust and the debris and the things that need cleaning.
当家里面
right away,
光很亮的时候，你就看到家里面所有的灰尘，还有所有乱七八糟的脏东西，那些是需要马上就去清理的。
Fire cannot stand to have things contaminated.
火没有办法承受忍受那些污染的东西。
It can't.Tolerate uncleanness.
它没有办法容忍不洁净。
It has to go to work to cleanse.
它一定要工作去弄干净。
It cleanses the vessel.
它洁净器皿。
It cleanses any vessel that will touch.
凡是它碰到的器皿，它都会去洁净。
That's why we have to be careful because some vessels it touches and cleanses it, but there's no vessel left, just ashes.
这就是为什么我们必须小心，因为有时候他碰到一些器皿，他洁净了，是弄干净了，但是那个器皿就没有了，只剩下灰烬。
But those ashes are clean.
但是那些灰烬是干净的。
The fire did its work.
火做了他的工作。
And that's the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作。
He will illuminate and then he will cleanse.
他会照亮，然后他会洁净。
That's the work he wants to do.
这就是他想要做的工作。
He said, when he comes, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
这里讲到说，当他来的时候，要用圣灵给你施洗，而且要用火给你施洗。
And anyone that receives that baptism of the Holy Spirit,
凡是领受了圣灵洗的人。
Is going to receive the illumination,
他就会领受到光照
and is going to begin to receive the purification.
而且他也会开始领受到洁净
One way or another.
不管是用一种方式还是另外一种方式
God has many forms of fire, just like we do.
神有很多种不同形式的火，就像我们一样
But they all will do the same job.
但是他们都会做成一样的工作
It can be like a lightning flash.
有可能像是闪电击打击下来。
But if a stroke of lightning hits an iron pot, don't pick it up right away.
但是如果闪电打到了铁的锅子的话，你不要马上去拿锅子，
认为很烫。It will probably be somewhat melted.
甚至有可能有一点融掉了。
And it will surely be clean.
而这一定是干净的。
But it only took a half second.
但是这只需要半秒钟的时间。
Sometimes fires work quickly.
有时候火的工作很快。
Sometimes they take more time.
有时候要花的时间比较多。
But they do work.
但是他们会工作。
It's a wonderful thing. God, in His fires, He comes to us in His fires, doesn't leave us the same way.
神当他以火临到我们的时候，不会让我们仍然跟以前一样。
Sometimes the cleansing will include the meltings.
有时候。洁净会包括了融化
Because they're hot.
因为他们很烫
But God is very interested in the cleansings.
但是神很感兴趣的就是洁净
We usually are just people that have somehow just, as it were, quit in life. Are people that don't mind things dirty, but most of us like things clean.
我们通常的人也很喜欢东西是干净的除了那些少数好像说已经不管自己的生活如何了他们不太在意干不干净但是大部分人都喜欢是干净的
And most of us when we see things dirty and we have to use them we try to get them a little bit cleaner We don't like to use dirty things
大部分人如果想要用一样东西的时候看东西是脏的时候通常会让他把它弄干净一点因为我们不喜欢去用脏东西
And God wants to clean things
神想要洁净东西
So I'm going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
他说我要用火跟圣灵来给你施洗。
Now I'm not talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我不是在讲圣灵的洗。
And I'm not talking about the gift of a power.
我也不是在讲得着能力的恩赐。
He said, "Tarry you till So you're endued with power. Aren't you talking about fire?
圣经上说你们要等候直到你们得着了能力。我所讲的就是火，圣灵的火。
And that fire will not only cleanse the vessel, but it will also empower it so it can stay clean.
这火不只是会洁净器皿，而且能够给这器皿能力，使它保持干净。
The fire is not only, I might almost say beautiful, at times to sit and watch a fire, but it also is useful.
有时候你坐着看火的话，你会发觉火不只是很美的，而且它也是很有用的。
We could hardly live in our world without fire. We could be like everything we eat cooked.
我们生活在这个世界很难没有火。如果没有火的话，因为我们所吃的东西都要煮过。
And so we use fire a great deal.
所以我们用火用的很多。
And it has a power to make things edible.
它有一种能力使得东西变成可以吃的。
It can change things so we can.
它能够改变东西是我们做不到的。
And then too, it gets rid of the, in its cleansing operation, it gets rid of the fuel for other fires.
还有当它在洁净的时候，它就把那个别的火可以用的燃料给除掉。
We mentioned some of them, the fire of wrath.
我们提到有一些火像是愤怒的火。
But wrath has to have a reason for burning. Something is fueling it.
但是火那个愤怒要烧起来，一定要有一个原因，是有的东西让它烧的。
The fire of greed.
像是贪心的火。
And such things like that burn within us.
这些东西在我们里面烧。
But the fire of God will burn that fuel up also.
但是神的火也会把那些火的燃料给烧掉。把那些东西给洁净走了。
So that there's only room for one fire.
所以只有空间来容纳一种火。
If we have a stove with, let's say, a wood burning stove.
如果我们有一个用要烧木柴的火炉。
We don't put inside of the wood box, the fire box, we don't put inside an electric stove.
我们不会把那个里面又放了一个电炉。
And then on one side, put in a burner so we can burn gas in it.
我们不会把另外一边又放了一个要烧瓦斯的炉子。
Just one fire at a time.
一次只有一种火在烧。
Because fire is a jealous thing. It doesn't like other fires.
因为火是嫉妒的，它不喜欢别的火。
It says, I can do the job, leave me alone.
它说，我可以做这个工作，你不要管我。
And so it gets rid of the other ones.
所以它就把其他的火给除掉了。
But there's that element of fire in God. We think sometimes that this element is lacking in the God of a Christian and the God of the Spirit. No, he isn't. He is fire.
有一种火就是，对不起，火是神的一个要素。但是我们常常认为说，在基督徒的神的身上，还有在神的灵的身上，缺少这种要素。
He will illuminate.
他会照亮。
He will consume.
他会燃烧。
He will cleanse.
他会洁净。